Welcome to the In the Limelight podcast. I'm your host, Clarissa Burt, and every week I bring you great information from fabulous people that I get to meet all over the world. I interview public figures, influencers, entrepreneurs, thought leaders, millionaires, and moguls that share their know-how, tipping points, pivotal moments, and life lessons. I promise you educative, empowering, and entertaining conversations with entrepreneurs that have a social conscience. Welcome to the 11th episode of the In the Limelight podcast. This episode, I really love doing with Maria Ibrahim, the Fit Foodie. Yeah, she's got products and books. She's been on television shows. She's really a celebrity chef that brings not only a lot of food to the table, but teaches us how to clean our foods from the waxes, the pesticides, and all the other gunk that's on it before we prepare it. Just go ahead and listen in because I know you're going to get a lot out of this episode. Enjoy. We are back in the limelight. So exciting because I'm introducing you to someone that I've already interviewed once, maybe even twice. I love her that much. I just keep asking her to come back on. Let me read the bio that comes in on this superstar because I think I don't want to mess it up by not reading. I never read, but I'm going to do it just especially for her. So she's a celebrity chef, an author, and the inventor of Eat Cleaner. She's been seen on Recipe Rehab and the Food Network. She's known as the Fit Foodie, TV chef, holistic nutritional coach. She's an author and award-winning entrepreneur and inventor. She is the author of the new book, Eat Like You Give a Fork, The Real Dish on Eating to Thrive. And she's the host of Recipes for Your Best Life podcast. Hold on, I'm taking a breath. She's a signature chef to the New York Times bestseller, The Daniel Plan, 40 Days to a Healthier Life. And her column, The Fit Foodie, appears in the Edible Orange County magazine. She's also the co-inventor of the patented Eat Cleaner line of products. And I have just decided she doesn't need me. I'm going to turn the show over to her now. I'm superfluous. It's useless that I'm even here, Mariah. Mariah Ibrahim, everybody. You know her, you love her, you've seen her. Everybody knows who she is. How are you? It's been a while.
Thank you for having me. It's great to be on with you. And I appreciate that because likewise, right back at you, sister.
Yeah.
Accomplished a lot. So
we're moving on. And I think the last time I left, we saw each other maybe 4 years ago-ish. You had the line of products, the Eat Cleaner products, which is an eco solution for produce, food safety, shelf extension life. And you had a cookbook. And I think maybe you were on TV, won the first show. A lot has happened since then. Why don't you bring us up to speed?
It's interesting. I mean, this journey of mine has been, you know, one where I just keep, no pun intended, but peeling back the onion on what people want.
Right.
And over the years, what I've found is health is something that everybody is after, of course.
Right.
We all want to age gracefully. We all want to fight disease. We all want to be in the best possible shape that we can be so that we can thrive and do good things. That has all stayed consistent, but how people want to receive the information and how I serve it up to them is what I'm listening into from the people that I get to interact with regularly. And the thing that always comes across is people are confused. They want good solutions, but they're confused by good reason. So
yeah.
When I got to be on the show Recipe Rehab, that show was great because it was the first made for television program that was really about teaching people to eat healthier in an entertaining way.
Mm-hmm.
It gave me that insight where people had these family recipes that were beautiful. They had been passed down for generations, but they were nutritionally void.
Mm-hmm.
And in many cases, just over the top, like 150 grams of sugar in a serving, almost 100 grams of fat, and stuff that you didn't have to lose the taste in order to still enjoy it. So that really was a big step in the direction that I've landed in now. And Eat Cleaner, the products have always been the vehicle to get people to eat better.
Right.
And that's really why I called it Eat Cleaner in the first place, is if you take care of your produce, which needs to be the cornerstone of everybody's eating plan,
right,
then you take care of your health.
And those were the products that cleaned off the waxes, the chemicals, pesticides, and whatever else we found on our produce, right?
It came
in the form of a spray and a wipe, I remember.
Yep, it comes in a spray and we have a concentrate refill. It comes in the form of a wipe and now we have a powder product, which we're really excited about because a little bit goes a long way. We make that product for the home chef, but it's also available for commercial use. People that are doing fresh juice bars and salad bars, things like that. It's of the utmost importance that produce is clean because it can really mess you up. the product that causes the most foodborne illness is leafy greens. So wow. We've got to make sure that people are really taking care of that. And when there's no kill step in actually cooking the product, it becomes that much more important.
Yeah. And I do remember a couple of cases that I had heard of people getting hep C from lettuce.
Oh, it goes on. Consumer Reports just did a study and they found that even the pre-wash stuff mm-hmm. has salmonella in it. The truth is we don't wash anything with water alone. So why would we do the same thing that food
with
that
what's
comes
going
from
in our
the ground touched by so many hands?
Yeah, that's really a great point. I know that you have another really cool product out that I can't wait to try, and it's called AboFresh. Why don't you tell us about that?
AboFresh is really a response to the love of avocados these days. They become part of our food love language and so many recipes. I have a ton of recipes in my new book. They're expensive and they brown like that. We came up with a certified organic way to help extend the shelf life of your cut avocado, and it helps to keep it from turning brown up to 7 days, which is huge.
That is the coolest darn thing on the planet. Hold the thought, because I have got to go to commercial break. We are, everybody, in the limelight with Maria Ibrahim. Do not go away. There is so much more I need to ask her. Hey everybody, Clarissa here. I wanted to talk to you about Audible.com. You can get countless amount of books on audio. Just listen to them. Who has the time? I don't, to stop and read all the books that I want to read, but I'm always in the car traveling either from Phoenix to Las Vegas or out to San Diego, LA. I've got plenty of time in the car that I can be listening and learning, or listening and enjoying at the same time. So I've decided to affiliate with Audible. What I love to do is listen and learn. So why don't you do the same? They've got it in different languages. You can go in and pick all kinds of different titles and listen to them. And again, love learning. It's the quickest way. It's the easiest way. It's the most affordable way. You can get a free trial. I'm going to send you to clarissaburt.com/audible. You will not be sorry. Hey everybody, it's Clarissa, and if you know me, you know I love to travel. I'm always on a plane, a train, or a car, and I love discovering new places, new hotels, new resorts, you know, just new adventures. That's why I'm so thrilled to offer to you a membership to the Clarissa Travel Club. Yep, it's at no expense to you, but it's travel at a massive discount. Here's the deal. It's savings up to 70%. No travel restrictions, no blackout dates. Almost any hotel in the world. There are over 1 million hotels, everybody, that you can go and search on clarissatravelclub.com. It's free to join. Works for friends and family, so have everybody else sign up too. It's a user-friendly site, I have to say, and here's the clincher. It's 110% price guarantee if you find a cheaper price. Let me say that again. 110% price guarantee if you find a cheaper price within 24 hours of departure date. So sign up now and receive instant access to incredible savings and terrific offers. It's just that easy. I lived in Italy for 30 years and I love Italian food, but Italian food didn't really love me because a lot of it had gluten in it. I didn't understand why I was getting so sick all the time and why I was having reactions and rashes and just generally not feeling well after eating. I myself am a celiac and I found out the hard way. An internationally renowned chef, Rita Romano, and I have created an Italian gluten-free gastronomy cookbook that is made just for you. If you have celiac disease, gluten intolerance, or even if you don't, you are gonna love this book. Satisfy your passion for Italian food without gluten. The book has 70 delicious, authentic, and modern recipes, each with beautiful illustrations and many photographs taken in Italy. Cook up a meal that family and friends can enjoy. There's bruschetta and pasta, soups, risotto, focaccia, and scrumptious desserts. Italian gluten-free gastronomy also includes a variety of vegetarian and vegan recipes. An 8.5 by 10 inch hardcover with a beautiful dust jacket. You can get that at clarissaburt.shop and click under Feel Good. And for the digital version, you can find it on Amazon. We're back in the limelight. It's the Fit Foodie, and she is teaching us all kinds of really cool things. We were talking about the AboFresh, which I'm very excited about because I love avocados. And you know what, Maria? The idea is that the cost of avocados these days, you better want them to be lasting as long as they possibly can and not be rushed to the finish to eat them before they brown. How did that idea come about?
Well, we make other products for the industry to help prevent browning on cut produce like apples and pears. And not only my involvement in food, but I have a huge passion for the environment. When I found out food waste is the leading contributor of methane gas emissions in landfills, I was like, this is so wrong on so many different levels.
Right.
It was really championing both of those efforts. Like you, I love avocado. I use a lot of it. There's a lot of recipes in my book. I could eat avocado toast every day, but I don't want to necessarily make a batch of avocado every single day.
Sure.
So this is a way that you can do it in mass. Maybe you're making guacamole or avocado masher for the moms out there doing mashed avocado for baby food. This is an easy way to be able to prep it and have it good for the week. And you just add the powder into your mash, mix it up, put it in a sealed container, and you're good to go.
For 7 days?
Up to 7 days, yes.
That's nuts.
Cool. The great thing there too is it preserves the flavor because, you know, when something starts to oxidize and turn brown, right, the flavor becomes metal tasting because of that iron. It really helps to preserve the flavor of it. And the cool thing is if you're making a mash, you don't even need to add other seasonings if you don't want to because it mimics the taste of citrus and a little bit of salt, right, even though there isn't any in there.
The other thing that I was reading that was really interesting to me that I had no real idea about the food waste and the methane gases and the like. You're talking about reusing, repurposing the waste from bananas and apples and all the peels. You came up with this other neat idea that I wanted you to talk about. So bananas, carrots, apples, potatoes, kiwi, all those sorts of things. Usually they're thrown away. You're saying, wait a minute, hold on. Do this instead. Tell us about this.
We created a campaign called Save the Peels. The idea that a lot of the times people do use the skin of potatoes, for example, but maybe you didn't realize that the skin of the banana has actually more nutrients than the fruit itself. What we're encouraging people to do is use the whole thing. There's a big movement in the food industry and high-end restaurants too of using nose to tail and seed to stem. It's right, the same idea. But you can incorporate it into simple recipes. For example, in our Save the Peels campaign, there's a downloadable recipe booklet that we have on our website at eatcleaner.com. It shows you how to use all of those things in ways that you may be really surprised. You can throw a whole banana peel into banana bread and it will make it the fluffiest, most moist banana bread you've ever had.
And this is, you put it in the blender first.
Yeah, you put it in the blender food processor.
Right.
And you use the whole fruit. You can do that with smoothies. The same with citrus peels. We give you some great recipes to add those into your everyday. What you end up finding is there's more flavor, not to mention nutrition, but there's more flavor sometimes in the peel than there is in the fruit itself.
Right. So you're saying throw the peels in with the olive oil, just throw it right in there and let it bake, leave it, just let it go. Then you've got this really great citrusy taste, a citrusy
exactly,
oil, which is a really neat idea. The other thing that I didn't ever, and I've been in the beauty industry for a while, but I had never heard about putting the banana peel on your skin.
Yes, the inside of the banana peel actually helps even out your skin complexion and can help lighten dark spots. Isn't that so cool?
Yeah.
Nature kind of gives us everything.
It really does. It's a shame we're throwing so much away. What do we do then? I was just sort of going to the greenhouse gases and composting effect. I don't know if you can touch upon that, but that's sort of like, wait a minute. I thought I'm supposed to compost. And if I'm not using them, but I'm throwing them out, how does that all work?
Yeah, composting is great. You know, if you've got a compost pile, then you are contributing very much to conservation. But the truth is less than half of 1% of people compost. If you don't have access to a compost pile or you don't garden or use it for any reason, then these other usage ideas become that much more important. I always come back to nutrition. At the end of the day, is that food feeding you? Is it going to good use? And we don't have to throw those things away. The truth is the peel is where you find most of the nutrients and fiber. So let's not throw it away. Let's clean them properly. And that goes back to Eat Cleaner. When you clean the outside, you're getting rid of over 99% of the pesticide residue and other junk that can make you sick.
Right.
And then consume it because it's actually going to benefit your body instead of ending up in a dump somewhere.
Everybody, we are in the limelight and we've been listening to all of these fabulous tips, tricks, and suggestions from Maria Ibrahim. Don't go away because I got some other really cool stuff I want to ask her.
In all corners of this beautiful world, there are people in need. People who deserve support, care, and community. The fine people at Craig Shelley Swiss Timepieces believe in a continual commitment to give back to those in need by contributing a percentage of every sale to various charities, such as A Soldier's Journey Home, the Shriners Hospital for Children, Storm Aid, and Along Comes Hope. Craig Shelley Swiss designer watches are made with the mission in mind to empower, each with a message on the back case and on the leather strap. The Love Watch, the Believe Watch, and the Faith Watch. Go to CraigShelley.com and use the code CLARISSA20 to get 20% off of your purchase today. Craig Shelley Swiss Timepieces. AccuWeight Weight Loss, the Beat Diet. It's something that I've tried and love. People are losing up to 15 and 20 pounds every month. There's no exercise required, no prepackaged food, no medication, no dietary supplements, no surgery, and no hormones. Save 20% on your first order, promo code CLARISSA20. The promo code is CLARISSA20. Again, AccuWeight, AccuWeight.com.
This is Kerry Flanders, CEO of First Direct Financial. We are a direct credit card processing company with all the major banks in the United States, including First Data, TSYS, Elavon, Banta, and Worldpay. We guarantee our pricing. If we can't save you money on your current processing fees, we will write you a check for $1,000 just for taking the time to compare. We do interchange plus pricing, have no cancellation fees, we're quick, we're secure. We make sure all your transactions are point-to-point encrypted, transactions are safe, and your customer's data is safe and secure. We offer instant discounts, and best of all, there's no contracts. First Direct Financial processes all forms of electronic payments, including debit and credit cards, ACH, file, web-based, recurring, and checks. Find a processor for practically any business. For a free, no-obligation quote, feel free to contact me direct, Kerry Flanders, 480-246-6464, or flanders@firstdirectfinancial.com.
Are you looking for a place with positive information? Well, look no more. This is the place, inspirednewsradio.com. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, positive talk radio. Shows designed to inspire, inform, educate, and motivate. Hi, I'm Scott Sullivan, and I'm one of the hosts right here on InspiredNewsRadio.com, and I ask you to please tune in every single week to my show, Mind Your Own Business. InspiredNewsRadio.com, the place to be for positive talk.
One of the things that I love to put into my shake every morning is Life Enriched Berry Greens. I've been using it for a really long time. I'm loving the optimal results. It just improves overall health. It's a powerful source of antioxidants. It helps with your digestive, colon support. It helps to strengthen your immune support, balances your healthy pH levels. It boosts vitality and energy. And I absolutely love the fact that it's only 35 calories a serving. It's low in carbs and it tastes great. You're going to want to go over to clarissabert.shop under Feel Good and take a look at Life Enriched Berry Greens. Do it now. You're going to thank me.
Back in the limelight, everybody, we were with Chef Maria Ibrahim. We're doing some show and tell. Yes.
Yes.
For those on the podcast, I'm sorry, but I'll try to explain it to you as best as I can. And so will Chef Ibrahim. What do we got? Let's see for those people that are watching on TV.
Yes. We've been talking about the Eat Cleaner product. So I wanted to show you a little bit here. This is our hallmark product, our hero. And that's our spray. It's the only triple action fruit and veggie wash out there that's lab proven and patented.
Wow.
When you're looking at ways to clean, it's important that you know full transparency is king. And we've got all of the ingredients on the back.
Yeah.
It's so safe you can drink it. If you don't want to waste money on produce getting thrown in the garbage, I think you might find good use out of it.
Exactly.
Here's our concentrate refill. This is the newer product that I was telling you about, which is the powder form.
Oh, right.
So one packet can treat up to 30 pounds of produce. If you're juicing or doing your meal prep, wash it once at the beginning of the week and have it last all week long. That really
okay,
helps.
Cool. And powder form. Okay.
The Avo Fresh, the miracle, your green gold right here. And then here's the book. I'm really proud of this book. It's 27 years in the food industry in the making. It's called Eat Like You Give a Fork, The Real Dish on Eating to Thrive. It's not paleo. It's not vegan. It's not Whole 30. It's
keto.
It's omnivore eating, but it's about lowering inflammation, boosting your metabolism, building muscle mass. And the 8 essential amino acids that we need every single day to thrive are the core anchor of this. Because when you tell me your food label classification, it doesn't really tell me if you're eating right. You know what I'm saying? So to me, that's really important. So you can check that out on our website.
That's a beautiful book.
Thank you. Oh, actually, I should show you because the inside, if it's not all full color.
Wow. Yes.
Beautiful photos, easy to make recipes.
So beautiful.
I really merge the culinary point of view with nutrition and help you dial it in. Because, you know, I turned 50 this year, Clarissa. And to me, it's all about taking care of yourself for the long haul.
You're still a pup.
Well,
I turned 60, darling. Talk to me when you turn 60.
You look amazing.
Oh, thanks.
But that's
exactly what I wanted you to say, by the way. Thank you for that. All right, back to you.
Well, this is the predecessor of the book. Yeah. This is the Clean Eating Handbook. These are 31 core essential rules.
Right.
And I think the bottom line is when people say, I don't know if I can eat this way, I just tell them, look, it's a lifestyle and it's really not about sacrifice. Even in the newest book, one of the fundamental strategies is eating whatever you want 10% of the time. It's the 90-10 rule. You lived in Europe. I lived in Europe. Right. I'm Middle Eastern. If you tell me to give up pasta, or, you know, or pizza, I'd say vaffanculo, you know, like, I'm not going to do it. So
I wasn't quite expecting that, Baroness.
I know. you can cut that out if you need to, but all I'm saying is we're grown adults. We should be celebrating life. It's about balance.
I saw a video that you did. It really did hit home when you said, if you think about all the free food, the gluten-free, the dairy-free, the salt-free, the sugar-free, that everything is free of something. And so you sort of ask yourself, well, what the heck is left? What's really left? Okay. Yeah. Sugar. I mean, a fruit. Okay. But you got sugars there as well. And then you go over to the vegetables and you can only do those for so long. I'm personally not a meat eater, so I'm meat free. You know, I'm not vegan, but I'm vegetarian for sure, more like a pescatarian, but still it gets really tough. And I have to eat gluten free. I don't know. I don't want to make it about me, but that's my gluten-free cookbook right there. It's called the Italian Gluten-Free Gastronomy Cookbook. I pulled together a bunch of recipes that were gluten-free because I can't have gluten. That in itself is really difficult, Maria.
Well,
difficult.
And I'll tell you, this book is gluten-free and it's for the most cow milk free.
Right.
It has some meat recipes, but one of the strategies that I talk about is the importance of an intermittent fast a couple times a week and eating vegan those 2 days. It's really about exercising your metabolism. Just like you would go to the gym and work out to build your muscle mass, you have to do the same thing with your metabolism where you're eating a little bit more some days and a little less the other days and focusing on the nutrients at the bottom, on the very base of this, it's focusing on the nutrients that you need to thrive. And yes, there can be a little bit of, I guess, a transition period, but the truth is it's a lot easier than you think because there's so many good quality alternatives out there.
And I think I read something, I don't want to look for it now, but I'm sure you said something about retraining your taste buds or something along those lines. And that was an interesting concept too. What did you mean by that?
That's the first concept in the book. And most people, their taste buds are set by the time they're 3 or 4 years old. And there is a condition called neophobia, where when we're introduced to new foods at a certain age, it's a fear thing. If you can help assimilate your kids' taste buds to a variety of different foods by the time they're 3 or 4, you're really ahead of the game. Mm-hmm. If not, it's okay. You can retrain them. And part of that is just being open to developing your bitter and your sour and your umami taste buds.
Right.
Because those are the key foods that lead to better health. I walk you through an 8-day reset and then another 8-day meal plan to help you incorporate those flavors.
Oh, that is so. My metabolism is shot. I've got to do something and fast because I just keep gaining. You know, just keep gaining.
Well,
I'm a sugaraholic and I admit it. You know, I'm a total sugaraholic. If I can't have all the other stuff I can have, I'm going to have sugar in it. It's probably the worst thing I could do.
My latest podcast is for you then, because this latest episode is called Retrain Your Taste Buds, Retrain Your Life, or Reset Your Life, rather.
Right, right.
And the whole idea is when you get the sugar cravings to go away, it completely frees your mind and frees your body and the brain fog lifts and the crashes lift and your ability to be able to just embrace a whole new set of taste buds and flavors becomes that much stronger.
Right. So we're just about the end of the podcast, and I'd love to be able to know where to find you. Let's let everybody know your social handles and let's tell them your websites.
Well, I would love for people to come to eatcleaner.com, and there you can sign up for 20% off on our website as a first-time user, and you'll also get 5 of my recipes from the book free. On social, I mostly hang out on Instagram and Facebook at Eat Cleaner, but you can also find me on Pinterest and Twitter and all of
that. Or at the office or in the kitchen.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mostly like to meet up with people in my kitchen, and I do that on Facebook and Instagram.
How do you do it all? How do you fit? I mean, we didn't mention that you're also the mother of two. I mean, how do you do it all?
I'm probably not good at anything. I'm probably just like more of a dabbler. No, I mean, perfection is one of those things that is a myth. You do what you love and you prioritize and you build a team of people around you that kick ass.
Right.
They make you look good. I stick to what I know how to do best and I let everybody else do the rest.
Okay. For the record, that's 2 curse words during this podcast. Just so you know. One was in Italian, one was in English, everybody, but she got them in there.
She slid them right into the plate.
She came with those. It's all good.
That's a donkey.
Donkey. Yeah. All right. Well, that works. Okay. I love seeing you again. It's been a real pleasure. I hope to see you soon. One of these days, so I give you a nice big hug and thank you for being on the show and taking the time to be with us. Really, really appreciate
it. I would love it. Thank you.
Thanks, love.
Ciao.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, everybody, for stopping by and listening to this episode of In the Limelight podcast. And I'd like to give a very special shout out to my audio engineers, Kat Rivera and Trey Brancamonte. Don't forget to follow me on social. On Facebook, it's Clarissa Burt Official, and pretty much everywhere else, you can find me under Clarissa Burt. Be sure to stop over to clarissaburt.com and sign up for my newsletter, and you will be able to keep abreast of the In the Limelight media. And you'll also be able to keep abreast of the In the Limelight magazine that comes out quarterly. Check out inthelimelightmedia.com. And a very special thanks to the In the Limelight podcast sponsors, Inspired News Radio, First Direct Financial, Craig Shelley Fine Jewelry, and Clarissa Travel Club. Until next time, everybody, have a good one.